From the Dallas Maintenance Base and the departure of the Kids' Kids flight, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heaser. The Kids' Kids charity has been around for a number of years, and the nationally syndicated Dallas-based radio show, Kid Craddock in the Morning, raises funds every year to send between 40 and 50 families with special needs kids to the Disney parks in Orlando, Florida. Southwest Airlines helps out with a phone bank and volunteers taking donations from listeners and then fly these deserving families to Florida. This has become a very sought-after assignment for our flight attendants, and there's way more interest than there are spots on the plane, and they have to be nominated and then bid for the positions. Baltimore-based flight attendant Leanne and Chicago-based flight attendant Alex explain how they were selected.
I've actually helped out with it for the last 2 years, but I've never actually got to work the flight. But I've helped decorate and just to be a part of the event. And this year, they just nominated me to work the flight, and I'm so thrilled. I'm just so happy to be here. It's a very, very great event. It's wonderful that Southwest does this.
Okay. Well, I was nominated for my base. Thank you, Jamie. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you. I love you, family, Baltimore. Nominated by the base, so it's a good experience. I love volunteering. I love my job, so when you love what you do, you're going to have fun.
Exactly.
So I love kids, so why not?
Now, over the years, we've heard back from some of the kids' families, and often their favorite part that they mention is their flight there. Again, Leanne and Alex, along with another Chicago flight attendant, Drew.
I don't even know what to say right now because I'm just like shaking. I'm so excited. It's great.
It's not surprising. I don't think it really is not. It's definitely the best ride. I do have to say that. I think our employees here at Southwest are awesome. These guys, I can already tell, just met them a few minutes ago, and we have some amazing employees that can treat the kids with unbelievable passion and just have fun. It's a fun company to work for, so it rubs off on everyone.
Well, the thing is also is that if you have the spirit of Southwest, you got to love what you do in order to do this. You got to love kids. You got to love people. And we all have a passion and, we all have a gift to bring. And that's why the company gave us a chance to represent. So we're representing a family that kids will probably never get to see, in any other airline other than Southwest.
Events like this can't get far without sponsors, and people can't get far without food. Here's John Harkey of Consolidated Restaurants.
Well, we're extremely pleased to be supporting Kids Kids, and we have restaurants throughout the Metroplex, Cantina Laredo, El Chico, Good Eats, Cool River, Three Forks, Silver Fox, and we are really incredibly honored to be able to support this worthy cause to help children with disabilities. We have a team members going down and flying to Orlando, and we'll be serving the children in Orlando at our Cantina Laredo restaurant, and we're catering the event here today at Southwest Airlines. So it's a worthy cause. It's a great thing for the community, and we at CRO and all of our associates, which number about 2,000 people in the Metroplex, are very, very pleased to be supporting KID and Kids Kids.
Along with the families is a volunteer medical staff that travels with the Kids' Kids for the week. Here's Cinda McDonald to explain her role.
I'm the child life specialist on the medical staff. So this is my 7th year to go on the trip. I'm so excited. I'm always so excited. It's such a fantastic experience for the kids. It's a fantastic experience for us. We learn so much from the families that are there, and I can't thank Southwest enough for giving everybody this opportunity. We need the medical staff, definitely. The kids are here with a lot of medical needs. We're here to meet those medical needs, but also to help make sure that the families are having fun. We don't want anybody missing out on anything, so we have the medical badge, but we're here to make sure everybody has fun as well. I think we have 9 medical staff and 2 physicians, so we're loaded and ready to go.
Lori, the mother of one of the kids' kids, explains what this trip means to her family. Now, the audio is not great on this, but it's really quite meaningful.
We're just really thankful for the opportunity to get to go to Disney World. My daughter has flown before, but our boys have never flown. We've not really taken a family vacation. We've not had the opportunity. Jacob's been in the hospital for over 400 days of his 6 years of life. And it's something that we just can't afford to do. And way. We're so grateful to the people who have given us the opportunity to make this dream come true for our family.
Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2009. The captain has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.